This is The Guardian.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, Football Weekly fans. Max here. Barry's here. Hello, Barry.
Hello, Max.
We're putting this little 1 minute, 2 minute. We don't know how long it's going to be, but it's just to tell you, it seems like quite sensible direct marketing to tell the listeners of the pod that the live shows that we've been banging on about, well, the one that we're doing on Saturday, the 9th of July at the Hackney Empire with Sid Lowe, Barney Ronay and Ellis James will be streamed across the world, which means, Barry, anyone listening to this doesn't have an excuse to not watch it. And it's available for a week afterwards. They've got 7 days. They can watch it as many times as they like over 7 days.
Yeah, and having some idea of what the content is going to be and the stellar quality of guests, I suspect anyone who downloads it will watch it at least 100 times.
I would have thought so.
We've done some of the live shows already. They've been tremendous fun. The only problem is if you're not at the Hackney Empire, you can't come to the pub with us afterwards. But, you know, we can arrange some sort of virtual drink post-show gig.
What we'll do is if you do buy a virtual ticket and then you ever see us, ever, you have the right to stop us doing whatever we're doing and go to the nearest pub and ask for a pint of beer. Is that fair?
Yeah, but we will need to see proof of purchase. Although, yeah. To be honest, I'm generally quite happy to go to the pub for a pint of beer.
I might be busier pushing a pram or something. And when I'm on holiday with my wife and someone says, I'm in Toronto and someone says, I went to that live stream, you owe me a pint. That's going to be a tricky conversation, but I stand by it. So look, there's unheard material. There's outtakes. There is singing and dancing, believe it or not. And I presume some spontaneity from Sid, Barney and Ellis, which let's face it, it's a very good lineup, isn't it? So go to myticket.co.uk, buy a ticket, watch it whenever you like. And if you all buy a ticket, then I won't have to tweet about it on the hour because I think I'm losing, not that I particularly care anymore, but I think I'm losing followers for my relentless Twitter campaign.
Yeah, I've muted you.
I did wonder. So yeah, please come along wherever you are in the world. And you will see exactly what a live show is about. And they're usually quite drunken.
To be honest, actually, the current ones haven't been. They used to be a lot worse. I think we're mellowing in our old age.
There was one in Belfast where I got Barcelona and Brazil mixed up before part two. And I thought, oh dear, I've gone too early. I've gone too hard too early for this show. So I try and keep vaguely sensible. But we'll promise to have a proper blowout and come along.
How can people sign up for this?
Oh, good question. You go to myticket.co.uk and you just search Guardian Football Weekly. It's on the same link to the live shows. There's just a button that says live stream tickets and then you'll be able to get it and watch it. Thank you.
This is The Guardian.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.